all the nurses are gone.
They've been dead for a long while.
Yes, and the house has been sore for a while. Of course, Minnie and Maggie lived in the front end for quite a long time after Josephine and James passed away.
Oh, goodness.
And,
Didn't get to know them as well. I knew them, you know.
Tom got out of the, well, Tom liked his literature well. He got out of the drugstore. And Leo died, and Will went over to Chatham, Newcastle.
Yeah, obviously.
And I think one of them, was there a Harry among them? He lived down in St. Martin's Way.
Yeah.
And they all did, as far as I know, all of them. Of course, their descendants are.
Was he a druggist too, that went over to Newcastle there?
Yes, he was.
Seems to me that I heard
yes,
call him.
Yes, and I'm sure over there.
But they had a drugstore in St. John, Durick.
Yeah, Tom did,
Tom
yeah.
Durick. Durick.
He was a very kind-hearted man. A man came to him needing medicine and didn't have the money to pay for it, and he knew it was a case of couldn't get it, you know, just was hard up. He would give him the medicine
and
wait for his pay.
Seems to me, Anthony, I've heard you mention more than once about, you know, these people, the Durricks, that you always found them friendly people. They were always friendly to you.
Yes, I did.
But Uncle Frank didn't seem to...
Well, it was Uncle Frank's fault.
Yeah.
You weren't one of them, you were Mickey's.
Yeah. But they're still all their own relatives.
All their relatives, and they would have been ever... Well, look, Margaret, that would be Louie's girl. You remember Louie? Do you remember Louie Phillips? Zimmer does. Louie lived up here in Rockland Road, and his girl, Margaret, was the head of the nurses over in the Lancaster when Ruthie worked there. When Ruthie,
yeah.
The lady at the Lancaster Veterans Hospital.
Oh, yes.
And she said, and Ruthie, of course, was a female orderly. She said, Ruthie, why don't you go in training and get your status would be a lot better than what it is now. She said, you're capable and smart. And she said, why don't you go in training and get your RN? You see, Ruthie tried over here and not paid enough attention and got put out. And they wouldn't take her back. So she rode up to Moncton and asked if she could train there. And the matron also told her she'd like to have a personal interview. Well, she told her what had happened down here. So Ruth went up and she told her the whole thing. She said, I don't think I'll have any trouble that way now. She said, I used to go to sleep in class. She said, I couldn't make my keep a mind on it. She said, and I said, I'm quite a lot older now. She was just 25. She was only 18 before. And she said, if you'll give me a chance, she says, I'll work. Well, she said, Miss Holman, she said, I'll give you a chance. And because she did, Ruthie worked like a trooper and got 5 prizes when she graduated. And always had a soft spot in her heart for the matron.
Well, this woman that you speak of that was instrumental in getting, you know, was she one of the Phillips?
Yes, she was. She, Louis Phillips, was your mother's first cousin.
Yeah.
And Margaret was his daughter. And she asked me about Ruth one time. And I talked to Louis at the store. I was talking to the two of them down at the mini store one day. I think Louis is dead since then. But she was very nice indeed. And I told her I wanted to thank her for her good advice to Ruth. I said, we'd been after to try to get training, and she was backward about doing it. And I said, all she needed was what you said to her, encouragement. So, well, she said, I felt she was well fitted to be a nurse, and far better than just being ordered. So I felt that she had a lot to do with getting Ruth into training. She was very nice indeed. I don't see how I need that fire.
No, I was thinking.